Yeah, okay, so we're up to the two dots on the bottom of Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. So the first thing, just a small point, it says, Amar Yudom Rishma, Alach Krabi Yishma. So Yudom Rishma Paskin is like a Rishma, that there are four mitzvahs. The Lesov is like a Vase, but the Halacha is not like him. Really, we hold this one mitzvah. So Rashi says, what's with regard to? So he says, Halach Krabi Yishma, Lachi Hanach Shinuye Da'amar Le'el Mai Binayu. According to these answers that we said above, what the difference between them is, the three nafkaminas, right? So it's interesting, because we were wondering whether those three nafkaminas, were they arguing on each other or not. So we suggested there's no machlokas, they're just different nafkaminas. But it would seem to be this supports it, because if you're going to tell me that there's really machlokas, so then the Gemara and Rashi, when they're saying that we paskin like Rabbi Yishmael, or not like Rabbi Yishmael, should have said, like Rabbi Yishmael within Rav Yosef, or within Rav Arhino, or who do we paskin like amongst those Amorim, about what the machlokas is, about what the right nafkamina is. But it seems like Rashi just taking them all as a unit. So it seems to be, he holds, that really they are a unit. And they're just three different nafkaminas, and there's no machlokas. Okay, so it seems to indicate that. Okay, fine. Okay, so now we can do the next Gemara. So it turns out we paskin, that the Gemara is paskining, that really it's one mitzvah. Right? It's one mitzvah. So three without the fourth is nothing. So now there's a story which is related to this machlokas. Ravino havikazel basre de marbar vashi. Rishabsa de regla. So Ravino is going behind marbar vashi on the Shabbos of the regal. Right, where there's, in the Shabbos there, Dorish Rashi says, they were Dorshin hochas regal. Okay, so whatever. Okay, so if se karna de chute. So the corner of his baguette, of his strings, ripped off. Rashi says, tzitzis, the marbar vashi. So marbar vashi's tzitzis ripped off, and Ravino happened to see this take place. Okay. Well, I know. Yes, he's saying it's tzitzis. I mean, you could have learned that it's a corner rips off, and then it would be put there in tzitzis. So then, altogether, what's the problem? But it would seem that's why Rashi says tzitzis. It's not the corner ripped off. The corner ripped off, then it's a three-cornered garment. So you're not going to go over five, well, maybe five corner. Yeah. Well, whatever. But he learned Rashi in tzitzis. Okay, so the tzitzis ripped off. So now there's a problem. He didn't tell him anything, right? He didn't tell him anything. Oh, there we go. Okay, so he didn't tell him anything. So Kadmota Lebeise, when he got to his house, Amar Le, Mehalsim Ipsik. So he told him that it ripped way back where, on Main Street, whatever it was. You know, he told him, informed him, I just want to let you know that, here, look, this ripped way back there. Okay? So Amar Le, so he said back, Y Amrit Li Mehalsim Shadite. If you would have told that to me back there, I would have thrown it off. Rashi, shayisim ashlicha me'alai. The last of the Zakar Vishmal, Katana Kama, the Kivin the Chasra, Ein Ba Mitzvah, Rav Yamasoi. So I would have, if you would have told me back there, so I would have realized there was no mitzvah, because we hold like it's only one mitzvah. So I would have realized it would have been no mitzvah. So basically I'm carrying it. It's not a mitzvah, so it's not tzah. So if you would have told me back there, I would have thrown it off. I would have thrown off my baguette. Right? So that's basically what he told him. So he said, if you would have told me back then, I would have ripped it off. I would have taken off my garment, because I would be in violation of an Isra Hotzah. I'm in Rishas Rabim, and I'm going to be carrying the, or maybe Rishas Rabim, maybe Karmelis, so we'll see. But whatever. There's an Isra of carrying, it's a Masoi. So therefore, it wouldn't be Tzitzis, it wouldn't be Masoi. Therefore, I would have thrown off my baguette in public. Okay, if you would have told it to me. And I guess there's a criticism there, you know, you should have told me, but, okay. So the Gemara says, okay, fine. But he asked, presumably, I guess he asked him back. Ravina says, Omar Mar, but didn't, I guess you say, Godol, or someone said, Godol Kovra Briar Shadokha Sosa Shabbatora? That, there's this statement that Kovra Briar is so great that it's Docha Alosasai. It's even Docha Lo Sasei. So if that's the case, he's asking him. He's saying, why are you saying you would have ripped off your garment? Because you would have ripped off your garment because you were in violation of an Isra of Hotzah. But isn't there this halacha, this memra, that Kavod HaBrios is so great that it's even Docha Lo Sasei? So therefore, you shouldn't have had to rip it off, because since ripping it off would have been a lack in Kavod HaBrios, right? Because he would have been embarrassed to walk around without his coat, without his clothing on. So therefore, he should have been allowed to keep it on and to violate the losasay of carrying, right? Of losasay kamalacha. So why is he saying, if you would have told me, I would have ripped it off? No, you shouldn't have ripped it off, because that would have been a lack of kavod abrios, and kavod abrios is so great that it's even docha alav, right? So he says, no. Targuma Rav Bar Sheva Kameh de Rav Kahana de Lav de Lo Sasar. No. That you're misunderstanding. This memra, which says that it's docha lo sasay, it doesn't really mean it's docha a real lo sasay or a ordinary lo sasay. It's referring to the lav of lo sasar, namely Rashi, Kigon, Tiltol, De, what's the dollar there? De? Tiltol Avonim Isidurabanan, like carrying rocks, which is an Isidurabanan. The Avonim, right, that's a Mukta. The Avonim Mikorzalos Mutter Lahaknis Lebesa Kise Mishum Kavar Abrios. So they're rocks which they'd wipe themselves with. Right? That you're allowed to bring those rocks into the bathroom because you need it to wipe, I guess. So then so it's Kavar Abrios. It's Kavar Abrios. It would be lacking Kavar Abrios if you wouldn't be able to. So they're allowed to, you're allowed to move those rocks, even though they're muktzah. Huh? So when you cover the brios, you're allowed to. Right? That's halacha. Avalosis masa, tichsiv behedja, but to carry a burden, okay, I guess it means the tzitzis, which is atzah, which is written openly, whatever that means, lo dachi cover the brios. That is not dachi cover the brios. I'm sorry, that cover the brios is not docha it. Right? So it's saying, basically, so what's his retort? He's saying, without getting to the problems yet, but he's saying that when is this statement said that kavod abrios is so great that it's docha lo sasay, it doesn't really mean it. Or it means that it's docha the lo sasay of lo sasar, which means the lo sasar called the Roshigidul Chayyim as well. You shouldn't turn away from that which the Rabbanan tell you. So it means the Rabbanan tell you not do mukta, so that comes under lo sasar, which is a lo sasay. And kavod abrios is so chamor that it could even be docha lo sasay, namely lo sasar. It could even be docha the Rabbanans. But he never meant to say it's going to be docha deoraisa, a real losase deoraisa, dechsiv behedja, right? That's what he wants. Okay, so one question is, what does he mean dechsiv behedja? I mean, it would seem that the point here is the derabban versus deoraisa, right? I mean, that seems to be the point, that it's not docha deoraisa, it's only docha derabbanan. So then what does he have to say? First of all, it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah, don't carry a masa. It doesn't say that. It just says, yeah, let's also come alacha. And the Chacham interpret, that's what it means. So what he must be referring to, ksiv behedja, means it's a deraisa. I mean, it would seem, what else could he mean? It doesn't say openly, don't carry things. So it would seem, and the only way you can explain it is that he means a deraisa. Right? But then why doesn't he just say Avalos Masa Deraisa? You know, Teltil is an Issa Darabanan, and this is an Issa Deraisa. Right? I mean, that's the punchline, Issa Darabanan versus Deraisa. So, I mean, I don't know, it's just a funny way to say Deraisa, the Ksiv Behedja. I just know, what does he gain by saying that? We know we have a common term for that, Deraisa. You don't have to say the Ksiv Behedja, and Darabanan, he didn't say the Lo Ksiv Behedja. You know, I mean, there's categories, it's Darabanan versus Deraisa. That's the Bana, that's what really makes a difference anyways, it would seem. So that part of Rashi is very difficult. What is he getting at there? But any other problems? I think the Gemara itself, I think we have some problems. But that's a good question. So the question, what does it mean when it says it's saying lo sasa, right? So is it talking about, I mean, is lo sasa the deoraisa or the rabbanon? Right? I mean, if I violate muktzah, is it the deoraisa or the rabbanon? Let's say muktzah. So if you're going to tell me it's a rabbanon, right? It's a rabbanon. So then, what do I mean? God do kavod abrios docha lo sasay b'torah. It's not docha lo sasay b'torah. On the contrary, it's not docha any lo sasay b'torah. It's only docha d'rabbanans. So what does lo sasay have anything to do with it? I mean, it's not a violation. Is it issa d'oraisa for me to carry muksa? So if you're going to tell me that the muksa is under issa d'rabbanan, so then it'll be apparently not. So somehow it's an asmachta or whatever. It's related to lo sasay, but it's really issa d'rabbanan. So it's not docha lo sasay b'torah. So maybe you'll tell me no, that since the Rabbanan told me not to violate Muktzah, and the Torah tells me not to violate, go against the Rabbanan, so you'll tell me it's really an Issa D'Oraisa to violate Muktzah. You could say that. You could say it's not an Issa D'Oraisa per se, but it's an issa d'oraisa because I'm violating the authority of the Rabbanon, and the Torah said you're not allowed to violate the authority of the Rabbanon. So it turns out it's an issa d'oraisa. Yeah, but then, so now you're telling me Kavod Rabbi Yossi is docha an issa d'oraisa. So then, how is that any different than the issa d'oraisa of Lestal Sakal Malacha? Right, no zman of shach. Either you're going to tell me it's a d'oraisa, it really is a d'oraisa, in which case, why is it any different than anything else? If it's docha that, it should be docha otzah. I see you'll tell me, no, it must be that it's not a real d'oraisa, it's really a d'rabbanan. So if it's a d'rabbanan, then why does the Gemara say, Godel, it's so great that it's even docha losa say? I mean, it sounds like, well, it's exaggeration, it's not true. I mean, it sounds like he's like, trying to make a spin on how great Kavod Abrios is, that it's even docha losa, but when you really question it, it's not really true. So it's like an exaggeration, which is trying to make a point, but the whole point is undermined. Yeah, like when you tell, when Rav Kahana explains, that's what it means, it kind of undermines the whole statement. So it's not so gadol. Because on the contrary, it's not docha losa shivatara, it's only docha d'rabbanans. So the whole statement is like a funny statement that's like out there, gadol kavod abrios, and it's a funny way that he's interpreting it. Right, but that's what he's interpreting. Right, I mean that's the essence of the problem here. I mean, what's this deal? How does this Kavod Abrios thing work? That's essentially what it's going to revolve around, and that's why I think I want to go to the Gemara over there, because the Gemara in Brachos really discusses. I mean, that's the Shah sends you there, but the Gemara just that's really where the sugya comes up. You know, this here is brought in like kind of Agav Orcha, but it discusses it in more depth over there, so we're going to go to there. But let's finish up this, get the problems here. But I think that's the main problem is we want to be able to solve that problem in Max Matching. The whole thing just doesn't sound intelligible. Okay, so Dave mentions a good question. It's a good point. I mean, it seems like Mar Havmina. I mean, it seems like a serious Havmina. It doesn't just seem like a joke, you know. Like, I mean, it seems like a serious Havmina until Rav Kahana or Rav Bar Shva came along. It seemed that this is the way really it was interpreted. That's really docha d'oraisa. So David's saying, you know, that's funny. You know, is there a pasuk of Kavod Abrios? Is there, where's that? Where's the source for that? Yeah. So So they're just mentioning about where's the source of Kavod Abrios. So I said I don't doubt there are many sources. It's a theme. I mean, it seems to be a theme in Torah, Kavod Abrios. Doesn't seem like a small matter. But just one source which comes to my mind is. Stomach is weird. It's in Dvarim Chaf Aleph at the end of the parak. It's talking about where you soak a guy. You hang him up, right? Or a guy, whatever. It's where you hang a guy up. After the skill, I think. You hang a guy up. Okay. Call him a skull nitlin. Okay, so it says, Kiyavish chait mishpat maves, vuhumas, visaliso aloits, you hang him up. So lo son of los aloits, but you shouldn't leave it there overnight, his body. He covers the ground by Yamaho. Rather, you should bury him on that day. So I think the halacha is you just hang him up and take him right down. I think that's the way they do it, practically. Hang him, so why should you do it so quickly? I mean, the whole point is to hang him, so then it seems like it's some sort of public demonstration. So why are you taking him down so quickly? So it says, Ki kilas elokim taloi. Because it's like the curse of God is taloi, something like that. So what does Rashi explains what it means? It says, Zilzulo shel melech. It's a zilzul to the melech. She adam asay b'dimus diyukna. Right? Because a man is made in the form of God somehow. V'Yisrael heim banav. And Yisrael are the banim, the Am Hashem. Mashal shnei achim tu'um she'idom zel zeh. Echad nasa melech v'echad nitvas l'tzitiyos. V'nisla. So it's like two brothers. Let's say two brothers are, they're twins. And one of them becomes a king, and one of them is caught as a thief, and he's hung. So Kolaroos, Omar Hamelch Talay, guy's going to see him. He's going to say the king is hanging. So that's the same type of a thing. So it's saying here too, it's since the person is created with Tzelem Elokim, so I guess he reflects a certain characteristic, a certain divine element. So it would be a kilos Hashem to hang up a human being. So a human being, I guess, reflects a certain as a unique kind of a bria from God, and he demands a kavod. I mean, you can't just treat him like he's nothing. It's not just him as a person, but it would seem it's because of a certain association to God and to the bria. You know, so I mean, I think Kavod HaBriyos ties in with the, it's the Bria, it's a recognition of the man's place as far as the Bria is concerned. So you see, there's halacha, you're not allowed to hang him up, and you have to bury him right away, even though he's a chotein, even though he's a rasha and all that. But Baman is a human being, and he reflects, like the Rashi is saying, he reflects the Borei Olam, and is a unique, I guess, a unique place in the Bria, insofar as he could relate to the Borei Olam. So as such, there is a halacha of a Kavod HaBriyos. You're not allowed to keep hanging for so long. And that's like Kfura. Kfura is covered, I mean, there's all kinds of things. Kavod HaMeis, I mean, these things are covered, you know, Kavod HaBriyos. Maybe that's only Kavod Yisrael. But I mean, the ideas are related. I mean, that's true. But is Kavod HaBriyos, I don't know, it's a good question. It seems to be in the same ballpark. Yisrael is even more so. Yisrael is even more so. But I mean, any Brios are, you know, it's the same type of thing. Yisrael is more specific because they have a certain mission and they're entrusted to the Am HaShem and all that. But I mean, the idea, though, of Kavod HaBriyos is based upon the recognition of Adam insofar as the Bria. Okay? I mean, it's an important theme. It's not like, it's no small matter. It's not like, where do you see a source from? There are many sources. I mean, like the whole idea of Kfura and Kavod HaMeis is based on Kavod HaBriyos. So, but the question is, you're saying, where is the source, though, that it's docha, these things? But I guess that's what the simple pshat of the Mamra is, that it's so great, it's a theme which runs through Kol Torah Kulo. So, it's that type of a theme is going to be docha even a technical losasai. I mean, it's going to be docha even a losasai. It's, even though there's no, like, I guess, halacha, like a chiv of Kavod, a technical chiv, but it's a theme, and it's so significant that it's docha Kavod HaBriyos. So, docha losasai. So, that was Avmina. I mean, it's really docha and esar. But Kamash Malan, Rav Kahana's explaining, or Rav Bar Shva is explaining, no, it doesn't mean that. It's just docha los asar. Okay, I mean, it hasn't really solved any of our problems, so I'm just, you know, trying to say something about Kavod HaBriyos. Okay. Okay, we good? So let's just finish up our Gemara, and then we'll go to Brachas. Okay, I mean, again, at this point, I want to raise some problems, and I want to get some facts. I think in order to break into Sugya, we just have to get some facts about the Sugya.
What do you want to bring in from that?
Bika Dahamri. So now that's one way that the story went. But there's another way the story went. Okay. So again, the first way was that he told him later on, and he said, if you would have told me earlier, I would have thrown off the garment. And then he questioned him, he really would have thrown off the garment because it's not docha, right? Because it's not docha real also. So he would have. The other way as the story went is that he actually told him right then and there, the amar lay, and he said back, right? Mar Bar Vashi said back, my daitach lemishti. You want me to throw it off? Amar God, look over the Torah. But we know that Kavod HaBriyos is docha los lasei, so I'm not going to take it off because it's Kavod HaBriyos here. So it's going to be docha. This are of carrying. So it says, so Ravina said back, but Tergum Rav Bar Shiva Kameh Rav Kahana Lav D'Los Asar. Right? But didn't he say there's only talking about Lav D'Los Asar? But here we're talking about carrying, which isn't Lav D'Los Asar. This is really Nesed Araisa. So why don't you throw it off? So he says, Hachanami, Kamalist Darabanani. Don't you realize? Look around. Look around. We're in Carmelis. We're not in Parashas Rab. So he said, so basically, right, it's a funny type of a thing. Right? So Rashi Carmelis, Mutil Talto Besuch Manatara, it's Mutil to carry inside and Tanar Carmelis Manatara. So, it's a funny version of the story. Just that's funny how I mean. What, he didn't know that Kamalas Darbanan? Presumably he knew that. You know? I mean, it's just a funny, and presumably he knew that he was in a Carmelis. I don't think he didn't know that. So it's like, what was this Havmina? You know, he said back, this is only, it's only, he said, really you should throw it off because this is Doraisa. So the halacha is, I understand Darbanan, it's not, it's Kavosh is Docha, but this isn't a Darbanan. And he answered back, no, it is because it's Carmelis. Is there a question about that? Did he not know that the Carmelis is on Darbanan? I mean, it's an interesting question. Interesting. I mean, it seems according to the first story, the punchline is that he really would have thrown it off. According to the second story, he wouldn't because it's Carmelis. Now, what did the first story, it's a good question. Is there a machlokas here? I mean, according to the first girsa, for the first story, was there, did they know it was a Carmelis or they held it was a Doraisa? I mean, what was the fact? I mean, maybe you'll say they didn't know whether it was a Doraisa or it was a Carmelis. Or maybe they actually held even in a Carmelis. I mean, I don't know. It's not clear. It's not clear. But
I thought it was
just
wrong.
What? The first case held it was just wrong. The second way held it's a karma.
It's implying it's
the okay. Maybe. Maybe, but there has to be a havmina that even in karmelis will be a problem. So maybe that first one, like the havmina and the second one.
Yeah.
But well, that's a detail. Okay, I'm just pointing out it. So we're gonna look at the Gemara and Brachos. Brachos Yitasim Abeis. It's the fourth line on the page. Okay, because this whole thing of Kovod Rabbios thing comes up parenthetically in our Gemara, but the real sugya is in Brachos Yitasim Abeis. Okay, I mean, I see it comes up a lot of places. I didn't really thoroughly research all of them, and maybe there are other mefarshim there. I don't know. You know, he quotes all the other gemaras, but maybe we could die to do it at some point. But at this point, let's just do the gemara. Brachos. It's the main gemara. I think is in Brachos. It says Amar Biyuda Amarav. Okay, Amar Biyuda Amarav. Fourth line, Yitasim Aves. Hamotze Kalayim Bebigdo Poshtan Afilu Bishak. So if you find Kalayim in your garment, you have to take it off, even if you're in the street. Okay, even if you're in the street, then there's going to be a Kavod Abrios issue. Doesn't matter. Kalayim is an issue deraisa, and you have to rip it off. So it says my timer. Why? It's funny. The Gemara has my timer. Right? I mean, that itself is something to note. I mean, what do you mean my timer? Of course, my timer is an issue deraisa. Right? I mean, isn't that? What do you guys think about that? My timer. You know? Yeah, that's my point. Saying my timer. You don't say something which makes sense and ask, oh, my timer, why is it? My timer is a question. Well, why should that be? Why should you have to take it off? But what about, why? What's the question? But what about Kavod Abrios? I mean, that must be the implied question. Is what about Kavod Abrios? Which we could ask on that. What do you mean? Why should Kavod Abrios have anything to do with this? I mean, you're talking about Nisa Deraisa of Kalayim. So I mean, my timer. It should be obvious, my timer, because there's an Nisa Deraisa of Kalayim. So how could there even be a Havamina? But apparently the Gemara feels it necessary to bring in a pasuk to really defend itself, you know, to defend the halacha. And it says, my time up, because of this, ein chachma v'ein tzvuna v'ein etzel neged Hashem. There's no chachma, there's no tzvuna, there's no etza, compared to, so to say, before God, compared to God. As Rashi says, chashuva neged Hashem. It means chachma, tzvuna, and etza are nothing. They're not chashev. No person is like dignified or is anything any significance of Nei Hashem. So therefore, the pirush of Chazal, Kol makom sheyesh chilul Hashem, ein cholkin kavod l'rav. So what are you going to tell me? Kavod abrios? Kavod abrios is very nice, but when you put it up against kavod shemayim, right? Ein etzav ein tefunu neged Hashem. So if there's chilul Hashem, which means in a violation of the Torah is Chil Hashem. So there's Chil Hashem. So what are you going to tell me? That Kavod Abrios? Kavod Abrios compared to Kavod Shemayim can't just pales. So therefore it's saying, even if you want to tell me Kavod Abrios, it's not happening. Because this is the principle. Kol mok sheyesh Chil Hashem, ein cholkin kavod l'rav. Okay? Rav, I guess, means even a Rav. I mean, certainly not a person. I don't know what it means, Kavod Rav.
Does that mean that the story was
your portion? It probably means, means any human characteristics, as great as human being is, any chachma, any tfuna, any etzah, basically it's all nothing. So it means, what are you going to say? Certainly a regular, you know, Kavod Abrios is based upon what man's characteristic is, Otzam Elokim, you know, and a Rav may be someone in whom these characteristics are really expressed the highest degree. I mean, that's a Rav, is a person who really exemplifies the Adam. You know, but any characteristics of Adam, even if he's a great Adam, are nothing neged Hashem. So I guess certainly a covered risk for an Adam who doesn't partake of these qualities, you know. But it could be, you're right, a covered Rav could be the highest degree of covered Brios, because he's not just any Bria who reflects these things in potential, but in actuality he manifests these characteristics. But even that, it's saying when it comes to Chol Hashem, there's no, the whole value of the, you know, the chacham is he's going to bring people to God. I mean, everything ultimately you can't push Chol Hashem aside to anything else. So I was saying, why am I mechaved a tam chacham if not for the fact that he reflects Kavod Shemayim? So you can't value him over Kavod Shemayim. And that's what I'm saying. And Brios certainly. That's what I said. Kavod Rabba Adam is because Kel Solkem Talai, because it reflects on Shemayim. So what are we going to do? Push aside Shemayim because of the person? That's impossible. So Kavod Brios is a good thing and it's important. And in theory, it's it would be doche mitzvos, but the only problem is you get stuck, because the whole Kavod HaBriah stems from Kavod HaShem, and Kavod HaShem is going to trump Kavod HaBriah. So therefore, that's what we're saying. It can't happen. It's just not, you know, I can't get anywhere. I agree. I don't think this halacha is like, it's a gzeres hakasa. The pasuk taught us, ain chokma in tunei neitz neged Hashem. Like, I would have thought that it is something neged Hashem, but pasuk in Mishle is kavod to Talmud Lomar that it's not the case, you know? I mean, it's obvious. I mean, the Mishle expresses the idea in the fullest extent. It brings out the idea. So they're attaching the halacha to the pasuk, which expresses the idea. I mean, but it's not something that you need a pasuk in Mishle to tell you that idea. You know, I mean, I don't think it's like a limud, like a, you know, like if you didn't have the pasuk, you wouldn't know it. Of course, you know, it's the idea, but that shows the idea. And the Chazal, I guess, tied their memra to that statement. You know what I mean, it's not a limud because you can't have a limud from Mishlei. So that's what you're making a point of. You can't have a limud from Mishlei, but it brings out the idea. So now the Gemara is gonna ask some questions. Meisvei, okay. And what I want to do is I want to go through this Gemara and getting the ideas insofar as they relate to this idea. So the parts of the details of the Gemara about Tumah, about what I want to go over them quickly. Okay, I just want to get to that which is necessary for our topic. So mace, kavru es hamace. So if they bury a mace, okay, so they bury a mace, v'chazru, and they're coming back, okay, v'lefneim shnei drachim, and before them there are two drachim. I guess one of the guys who's coming with the velum are the kohen, right? So there are two roads. Achas torah, achas tamei. One's tahor, one's tamei. Ba'bit tahor, if the avel, I guess, comes back, avel, Yerashi says. So if the avel goes on the tahor road, bo'animo, then you go with him, b'torah. Ba'bit tamei, if he goes on the tamei road, bo'animo, tamei, mishum kvoda, because of cover of the avel. So you, right, or cover the meis. Whichever. So you're allowed to go with him on the Tamei road. So it says, am I? Right? But what do you mean? Yes, sir. So what right does he have? You say, covered a mace, covered a avel, whatever it is. But how does that get a bidocha, nisr, nisr? Right? So it says, Targum, Rabbi Abba, the base of pras, Darabanam. It's talking about a base of pras. Beis HaPras is a Tumah Darabanan. Okay, it's a Sada which they were a Choresh ba, a Kever, so they already crushed it. So it's a Tumah which is only it's only Darabanan. It's a good point. I mean, it sounds like Meisvei means the Gemara is not convinced that this is true. I mean, maybe that's not true. Maybe even though Ein Eitz Ve'Ein Tvuna Ve'Ein or whatever, that's a nice philosophical idea, but Kavod HaBrios is an institution which is recognized halachically, or something like that, and it would be docha. Maybe it would be docha. It's a philosophical idea, but it's not going to be ma'akev the dechia. Apparently, there's avmin like that. You know, I mean, how do you know that this idea of ein chachma ein tzvunu eitzel neged Hashem is going to eventuate in a halacha that there's not going to be a dechia? Right? I mean, it's a good point, but we're going to have to get into these things. But you're right; it's a good point. I mean, apparently, the Gemara is not convinced. It's not a dover pasha. You could argue. That's Rabbi Yudomar of Zalacha, but you could argue. So the Gemara Choy seems, from this Beis HaPras case, which is so the answer is, it says, no, that's not a question, because that's really only Nisad Rabbana. Dom Yudomar Shmuel, Menah Pech in the Beis HaPras, V'holich. Right? V'homar Rabbi Yudomar Ashi, V'shmei Durav, Beis HaPras, Nidosh Tahar. Okay, so these are the different things showing that it's Tamad Rabbana. Okay, again, I don't want to get into details, but the bottom line is that it's Beis HaPras, Tamad Rabbanan. And since it's Tumah Darabanan, so therefore, an Isser Darabanan, well, that's what we have to get to. But somehow, an Isser Darabanan, you don't run into this problem of Ein Eitz Ve'Ein Tvuna Neged Hashem. So let's see. Well, that's what we have to understand. Why is an Isser Darabanan different than an Isser Daraisa? Because again, an Isser Darabanan is also Halacha, and it also reflects Kod Shemayim. It's still Neged Hashem. I mean, a person is only over Isser Darabanan. He's not a Tzaddik. Right? I mean, he's certainly Neged Hashem, you know. Certainly lacks in Kavod Shemayim. So what's the difference? Right? But this is where the Gemara is first introducing this thing about the Rabbanan. So let's see Rashi. So Rashi base of Pras. So Lomatame Elam the Rabbanan. So Lomatame the Rabbanan. Who's Sada Shenechrash Bo Kever? So it's a Sada which had a Kever in it, which was plowed over. Chashucham Shemal Dildalu Klei Amech Reshas Hatzamos. V'hadorei Salei Masitam. So, maybe the plow moved the bones, And now, when you're going to step on them, you're going to end up moving them. Right, because you don't know where the whole field, basically, even though there's only one kever, you know where that was, but since you plowed it, the bones could be anywhere. But an etzem, which is the size of a saora, so barley, is metame b'magovmasa v'lo b'oval.
What does it need to be
that you need to move them? One second, kivon d'ar banon huda, right? Why do you need to move them? Because it's only metame b'magovmasa v'maga.
Maga.
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
What's the question about?
If you know that there's a kever mamish right there, you can't walk over it. It's a tumasola. But this is a tumadurabonon because it's just a chashash that since they plowed it there, a choshish that the whole field, the rabbonon said you have to treat it like like it's tame. And the halacha is you can't walk in there, right? But you can't walk in there. This whole thing is only a tumadurabonon. It's only a tumadurabonon. Okay, it's only a tumadurabonon because Menatora. You don't have any knowledge that there's a kever here. It's just a chashash that since once a field that was plowed and it had a grave in it, so now they say you have to be chashash. Okay? Well, what? Oh, so therefore, so now how does it relate? Kivan the Rabbanon hu de asor, and since it's only as the Rabbanon hu de achluha li yikrayu gabe avel. The Rabbanon were mochel, they're kavod. Yikrayu means kavod. Gabe an avel. It's like this. He means since it's only Asr and Darabanan to go in this Besak Faros, so therefore, when it comes to the case of an Avel going through this Besak Pras, so now what's going to happen? If you go with the Avel, it's going to be covered Abreos, because you're going to be Mechave the Avel. Right? You're going to be Mechave the Avel. But by doing that, you're going to be violating in the Darabanan. But the Rabbanan are mochel, they're kavod, and say, don't worry, you could do it. Because of kavod abrios, they're mochel, they're kavod, and they say that you could do it. It's funny, why did it say the mochel, they're kavod? Just say they're matir, they weren't gozer when it came to a kavod abrios. Like, it's a funny type of thing. They said, they're mochel on their kavod. And they allow you to go through to violate their esser in the case of kavod abrios. I mean, why? It's a funny way to say it that they're mochel their kavod. I mean, just say that there's no esser. No, they didn't make an esser one in the face of kavod abrios. I mean, they're mochel their kavod. I don't know. This is literally the question. I mean, but that's the way he's explaining. It's a maskana. He's not saying. I mean, that's the way he's explaining. He's saying that's why it's better to do a deravana to violate the kavod abrios doch deravana because the deravana were mochel in their kavod. In the face of kavod abrios, that's how he's explaining it. Now the question is, why does he say it that way? I mean, it's not their mochel on their kavod; it's docha los shabbatorah. Right? What about that? It's docha. What we say? It's docha los shabbatorah. So it's docha. It's docha the darabanan. So it means the darabanan are mochel on their kavod. Right? I mean, that's a problem. Okay. So let's get more facts. Okay. Okay. We good with that? Ready for the Gemara? Okay. So it says like this: Toshma, Damar Belozer Bat Tzadik, Mendag Mahino Gabe Aronos Shel Mesim, Likras Malchei Yisrael. So we used to jump over the Aronos of dead people, over the slaves, in order to greet the Malchei Yisrael. Vol Likras Malchei Yisrael, Bav Adam, Rola Fil Likras Malchei Akum, Shem Yizke Yavchim Mimalchei Yisrael, Malchei Akum. So we're allowed to go and jump over these Aronos, even the Goyish, even to get to the Goyish kings. Because if we would be Zoch, we'll be able to differentiate between them. Whatever that means. Let's not get into that, okay? So the point is that for Kavod, I guess for Kavod HaMelech, it's saying you're allowed to jump over the Kvaros. So am I, Lemei Chachma into the Neged Hashem. Right? So why don't you say it's, right? It's Kavod, the whole thing is Kavod HaMelech. Yeah, but what about a Kvod Shemayim? It's an Esed Raisa. And you can't say it's Beis HaPras, because it's saying we jump over the Arono, so you jump over the coffins. It's not a base of pras. You're really jumping over coffins. So it says, "No, k'durava d'amarava dvartar ohal kol sheish bo tchalal tefach chotez pnei tuma." M'shem b'chal tova ein chotez pnei tuma. So it's saying, "Mina Torah, once you have a space of a tefach above the corpse, in this, if you have the top of the lid of the kever or whatever, is a space of a tefach, then it's gonna prevent the tuma." From going up to Shemayim. Because normally all goes all the way to Shemayim. But if it has a roof over it within a tefach of space, so it's going to be chotzeit. It's going to block the tumah from going all the way up. But if there's not a space of tefach, then it's going to go all the way up to Shemayim. But rov aronos yesh bem chalal tefach. So most coffins have a space of a tefach within them. Right? But v'gazru al sheyesh bahem mishum shein bahem. But it's a gezerah midrabanan that all aronos you have to be choshesh that they go up to Shemayim. So that there's less than a tefach in there. So therefore, it's a gzeiras to the rabbanon to go over any kaver. Okay, but it's only the rabbanon. Mishum kavod malachim, like goes the rabbanon. So because of kavod of malachim, the rabbanon warrant goes there. Okay, and therefore he's saying this kavod of brios. It's not, again, it's like another way of saying it. Like before, it said they're mochel on their kavod. Here it's saying they warrant goes there because of kavod malachim. Okay, which is also funny. It doesn't sound like dochelos the Shabbat Torah, but right? Okay, is there any important Rashi here? Give me some. So this is another case. Same idea, it seems. Okay? It seems. So okay, so now we get to the more important, more significant one. What?
No, just...
Malachim. I mean, it's true. Yeah, you cover a Rav, cover a Malachim, cover a Ayin, cover a Brios. I mean, they seem to be... None of them are anything, right? But that's Ein Eitzim, Ein Tzimun, Ein Negen Hashem. It doesn't really make a difference, right? I know, I mean, in this context, that's the point. It doesn't really make a difference. I mean, you can have more cover for a mouth than for whatever, but l'fnei Hashem, they're all the same anyways. That's the thing. It's nothing like Hashem. Okay, now here's where it gets. This is where it gets started. Tashma. Gadol kovar b'yosh tochol sol seisha b'torah. Right? So it says, this member itself, it says, Gadol kovar b'yosh is so great that it's even tochol osa say. V'amai le'mayin chokh m'intun reisun egan Hashem. So doesn't that contradict this statement? That's what I mean. It should really always relate to Kavod Shemayim. And Kavod Shemayim, so how could Kavod Abrios be Docha Kavod Shemayim? So even a Losa, how could it be Docha? A Losa Seisha B'Torah. So it says, Tergum Rav Bar Sheva, Kamei Dorav Kana, Ubalav Dolos Osar. He says, no, we're not talking about a real law, we're talking about a law of Dolos Osar. So Achiku Aleha. They laughed at him. Av Dolos Osar Deo Raisa he. Right? Av Dolos Osar Deo Raisa. Right? Yeah, that's not helping anything, because so you think, and it's similar to what we were bothered by. Lav Dolos Osar. But Dolos Osar is Deraisa, so who cares? I mean, who cares? What are you really gaining by transferring it to Lav Dolos Osar? Right? So, we'll look at Rashi. Rashi explains. But let's just read the Gemara first. Let's just finish the Gemara. So, Amar Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana said back, right, to whoever, I guess, whoever it was. Whoever he they were laughed at him. Gavra Rabba Amar Milsa. Lo Tachiko Aleha. Gavaraba says something. Don't laugh at him. This is what he meant. Kol mili derabanan as mechinu alav delo sasar. It doesn't mean a deoraisa. We'll see what Rashi explains. But it means any derabanan is leaned on lo sasar. But it's really derabanan. It doesn't mean it's really the lav of lo sasar. But it means it's derabanan. But it's asmachta, it's nismacha on lo sasar. Umshin kvodo sharu derabanan. And because of Kavod, the Rabbanon are matur, because it's really telling us the Rabbanon. So let's look at Rashi. I mean, we have to see what was the Havmin. I mean, why did they laugh? I mean, that sounds like that's what, right? That's the way we understood it in the first place. But let's say, look at Rashi. Rashi explains what he thought. Okay. It's losa say saga that is called losa say kama. Okay, he thought originally meant any losa say. He said, v'lav do sasar, achiko aleha, inu savor, they thought, that afilu amrulo davar Torah, even if they tell you a Dvar Torah, the Rabbanon say, this is us in a Torah. Who omed b'fnei ha-kavod, and he doesn't... Who omed b'fnei ha-kavod, and it's standing in the way of a kavod, yavar alav, then you could still violate it. So if the Rabbanon, those also, because the Rabbanon, the pasuk, they're slugma, the Rabbanon come to you and ask you a thing about the Torah, right? So it says, whatever they tell you, you shouldn't turn away from it. So the Rabbanon are telling you, they're telling you what the Torah said. They're the ones who explain to you what the Torah holds. So if they tell you, this thing is treif, so it's saying, that if they're telling you what they are the ones who explain to you what the Torah holds. So it thought it meant that if the Rabbanon are telling you that this is Asar, right, and then you could violate what they're saying because of Kavod Abrios. So it says, that's crazy, that's why they laughed, because he said, they're just telling you what the Torah is, but what do you can't know what the Torah is unless you have the Rabbanon to teach you what the Torah meant. But that's a deraisa. That's just as much of a deraisa as anything else. Lo sasar isn't a separate halacha. Lo sasar is the Torah telling you how you know what the Torah meant. So it's saying, how do you know what the Torah meant? You go to the Rabbanon, and the Rabbanon explains to you what the Torah meant. But that doesn't become a Rabbanon, that's a deraisa. They're telling you what pshat in the Torah is. So therefore, that's what they thought he was saying, that it's not talking about a deraisa per se. It's not saying lo, whatever. It's just like an open deraisa. It means they're explaining to you what it meant, and they thought that he meant that you're violating that. So they said back, and that's not what I meant. Kol mi derabanan, Rashi v'hachi kamar lehu. Davar shuma divrei sofrim nidcha mimnei kavod abriyas. It's talking about derabanan, which is nidcha mimnei kavod. V'kari lei losa say mishin nuchsev losasar. And he calls it a losa say because of losasar. With the kashal chudeo, right? So, I'm sorry. So, that's funny. The kashal chudeo, right? So, right? So, you'll ask me, but that's a deo raisa. Losasar. Because of losasar. It's funny.
Is that assuming that the Rabbanim are saying you can be over on the on that lav, as opposed to the maskana that the lav still holds, but within the lav the Rabbanim say that you can violate their words? Not that the lav doesn't apply, the lav still applies, but within that lav...
Well, that's what it sounds like. It sounds like saying, aye, but it says lo sasor, right? Because he's saying still that's a deoraisa. He's saying that's also a deoraisa, to listen what the Rabbanim say. So you're not really helping, because even if you say it's kavod abriya, it's a divrei sofrim, but divrei sofrim, the Torah says... that you have to listen to what the rest of them tell you. So it says that, where he explains, Rabbanan achlu al yikrayu lavar al divrayam, hechad yikav kavra brias. But the Rabbanan are being mochel, right, that's not a violation of lasasa, because they're mochel on their kavod, to violate that which they say, when there is kavra brias. Kagon l'tal tal b'shavas l'avanam shabes akisei l'knoach. O mishnev sa tzitzis talisa v'karmelis. Lo etzrichol anich talisa shem l'knoach l'bes orim. So they weren't mechayiv you to worry about that.
And in the end, it makes it sound like you're not really violating
losasar. Right, it does sound like that, because it's saying that it can't say that it's really being docha, the Rabbanon, because that's really deraisa. So he has to say that the Rabbanon are mochel on their kavod, to allow, that they're not really assuring you to violate their words in the face of kavod abrios. Right, that's what he's saying. He's not willing to say that it's, because that's, he's apparently saying that's also part of, like a deraisa type, you know? So it must be talking about Durabana. And in Durabana, they're mochel on their kavod. But it's still funny. It seems like Rashi's going with this thing of they're mochel on their kavod. I mean, that's what you have to explain. What's this idea of mochel on their kavod, you know? That's a good point. I mean, what were they thinking? I mean, they were asserting to Rav Kahana or to Rav Kahana. A seemingly crazy thing. They're going to say that if the Rabbanan tell you what the Torah says, and they explain to you what the Torah says, he thought that he was saying that then you're allowed to violate it. I mean, that is a deraisa. So it's true that they laughed at it, and seemingly they would have been right if that is what he really meant. It wasn't appropriate laughter because that can't be. But it does seem like that sounds crazy. I mean, how could they even assert this to Rav Barshava? I mean, he's a Gavra Rabba, and I mean, why, what were they even thinking? I mean, there must be. I mean, like a havmina that there would be a havmina. You know, I mean, it's a little bit of a funny question. It does reject it as being completely crazy. They're not saying don't laugh at him because he must have had a svara. They're saying don't laugh at him because he couldn't have possibly meant that. So I mean, the Gemara does say that it can't be, but I guess there must be something based upon understanding of the sugya. Maybe you'd be able to piece some type of an idea like that together.
Why would they try to figure out something else? Like, there is another...
Yeah, well, that's what it's saying. That's what they're saying. Is that sort of kind of a rebuke to them was, right. Is that even though it does sound like that's what he's saying, but that's what is this sharp rebuke. It's saying if your Rava Rabba says something which sounds like it's crazy, so you have to reinterpret it, and you're mechliv to reinterpret it, and that's what he was criticizing. And he says if you have to know what he's talking about. If Islam Amar said this, then you'd be laughing at him. He says it's crazy. But you have to realize when a Gav Rav is saying something, you can't just take it at first glance. If it sounds crazy, then you have to reinterpret it. So it must be this is what he meant. I guess simple pshat alav lo sasar is talking about lo sasar. The simple pshat in the psukim, if you look at lo sasar, it's talking about if they come to ask you, something like that. Right? So the pasuk is talking about. That's the basic idea, right? Yeah, so I mean, that's what it's saying. It's like if you have a shayla and you come to them and they tell you what to do. So that's a deraisa. I mean, you ask them, you have a case, you say, is this kosher or is it straight? And they say it's straight. So that's a deraisa. That's not a derabanan. I mean, it's just that the derabanan are those who tell you what the deraisa, they interpret, they tell you what the deraisa is. But that's not, that's a deraisa.